We can go look at the
well. We need allies.
We can go look at the well.
You want to go look at the well?
We can go look at the well.
Which character's going to look at the well?
His.
Can he dive in front of him while attacking with scissors?
Like,
back.
So
over the pole.
Are you approaching him with the idol?
Yeah, I'm approaching with the idol. I've found my faith once more. All right, guys, we're going back into the dungeon.
Dungeon Crawler Classic.
DCC. Classic. We got to catch up and see what's happening to Father Loblaw.
The Blind Wave Campaign.
And everybody.
Roll luck.
Oh, my God.
What's that?
D20.
D20.
D20, and you want under whatever your luck score
so
is.
You want, it's this guy.
You want
it's
low,
a 13.
You want
you
as
want
low
13.
As you can.
Yeah. As low as you can. As low as you can go.
Shit.
Damn. God damn it.
Shouldn't have covered your eyes.
So he's targeting you.
All right. So, I'm sorry, Eric. It was a good idea.
Eric, I'm distracted and shit.
Do you have any other characters?
I do. No, I'm not.
No. I'm not.
Calvin,
let me finish.
Do you have any
not.
Other characters?
I have one. That shot the arrow that missed.
Oh, well, okay. So he went.
Shape.
So it's time for the Beastman. The Beastman targets you, the big guy.
Yeah.
The only one that's
Shane
left.
One that's left. That's
Shane has one more character that hasn't acted yet, though.
Yeah, Aaron.
Then you need to say that.
Okay, Aaron.
Alright, Aaron.
What?
You got the big guy.
We need to have him fall back over the thing.
Yeah.
And fall off.
You can try to bull rush him.
You guys
push him.
Push him so he trips over that pole and falls.
And he tries
to, like, two-hand touch tackle him.
It's dangerous because if you fail...
Aaron, he might grab Aaron and take him.
We'll all die if not. Right?
Possibly. At least your guy will.
Yeah. At least your guy
and
will.
You only have one left, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you do, Shane?
Which
what other thing can I do? I can just...
Yeah, bull rush him and push him over.
You can regular attack him. I mean, you could... If you have any rope, you can try and, like, you know,
we want to
lasso
I mean,
him.
We recovered the chain.
Chain.
Did he, like, swing the chain at his feet and, like,
can
bind him up so he, like, teeters?
Yeah.
So that's a new little paper?
Just,
roll
it's improv.
Agility. You,
18.
You do it.
Okay.
So roll a strength check to see if you can, like, pull his legs.
You have no plus.
Right?
So
just
D20,
roll,
just roll it.
Just roll your D20.
Roll
die.
We'll say a 10.
We'll say a 10?
Just get above a 10.
Yeah.
17.
Okay. Don't complain.
So,
okay.
So
he gives you a glorious DC
like
10.
And he sort of pulls the chain out of your grasp, but by going backwards, he flips over the 10-foot pole off...
To his doom?
To 3d6 worth of damage. Shane, you can roll it.
It's roll them all at once.
Roll
it works
three.
Better.
Grab a d6.
It's a d6 for every 10 feet. You need 8.
5, 3, 2.
Okay.
10.
He falls, lands directly with a sickening thud on his head, and lays motionless.
And disease.
His last gasp is frog.
Father Loblaw thinks that he's done it. He's taking credit. He's like, I had faith in this demon frog.
Is he the scribe guy?
He's
yeah,
the scribe.
He's the scribe.
He had lost
he's
his
the,
faith, and he
he's the intelligence
game.
8 scribe.
All right.
Also, before you could, he's taken the short sword from his brother. Ha!
Done so. There are 6 spears.
Okay, so everybody gets a spear.
There is an axe, which for you would be like a double-headed, two-handed axe.
Okay. So it'd be a large battle axe, fittable for someone with a high strength.
Melee.
Yes, you have to have a strength of more
like
than
melee.
12, I think, to use it.
That's 13. A 13.
I have 17.
Yeah, but you have a sword.
You already have a sword that you claim.
Oh.
Let me take
I have a dagger.
Your selfishness has cost you.
Yes! Yes! I love that line so much.
In particular...
I'm sorry, Shane.
It is a great axe.
So funny.
Ooh, great axe.
Yep.
Am I allowed to loot the bodies of my other teammates?
Absolutely.
I'm going to do
it
that.
It does a D10.
Ooh, D10.
Yeah, so, by the way, guys, since you already took the 10-foot pole...
However...
Uh-huh.
Because it's a two-handed weapon,
uh-huh.
You roll a D16 on initiative checks instead of a D20.
Yeah, he's gonna be last. I'm gonna be last in that way.
D16.
Yeah.
I didn't bring them with me. I didn't think we'd need them.
Can I just subtract 4 when I roll?
But there's an app on my phone that we can use.
I mean,
to take care of it
4.
If we need to.
I don't know.
Okay, so
I still get a +1 when I attack, though.
You've done that.
I guess +1 when I
inside of the tower. The chained people are alive. So,
spear.
Who needs characters?
I do!
Eric does too.
I put 2 spears on my guys.
Eric?
Too.
My guys are alive.
How many characters do you need?
I need 2.
To bring you up.
1d. What is it? 1d8 for spears?
We're only allowed to have 3, just like.
Yeah.
Okay.
How many characters?
2.
Well, five, hit nine, me. Yeah, four.
How many characters?
I'm all alive.
It's a cat
oh,
purse.
You're all alive?
Yeah. Thief? Okay. Me and Shane both didn't lose.
What's a cat purse?
A cut purse is a thief.
Yeah. Cut purse. Thief. Okay.
We'll leave him there.
A pilferer.
Just take whatever he's got on him.
No, he can pickpocket things.
Yeah.
Pickpocket a beast man?
Who's yeah, a dwarven miner. I probably know Calvin.
You knew Uglump.
Yeah, you knew Uglump.
Okay. Freed villagers that do not choose to join you recall nothing of their ordeal after their capture.
Well, of course not.
So they would like to run away.
Hey, the gate's open.
If at all possible.
Right? Are there portcullis or whatever?
Inside of the tower, you discover a small alcove set in the floor, hidden by a pile of rotting hides. It contains loose coinage of 53 silver pieces. This is all right. An elven short sword set with emeralds.
Elven short sword?
Yep. That's a good idea. It's wrapped in a simple green cloak.
A simple green cloak?
Yep.
Is it like the cloak of Valklorian?
Do you look at the cloak?
Yes.
Sewn in the hem of the cloak is a map, inked on vellum, leading to some unknown location.
Okay, so we have a map.
Yes, we do. We have a X marks the spot map.
It is a treasure map.
All right. Who needs the sword?
So remember, there's six spears.
I took two spears.
There's a great axe. There's a short sword.
And I have the great axe.
So you guys should be fairly good with weapons at this point.
So someone needs the elven sword. I don't know who needs a... Who doesn't have a weapon that's...
Well, I just got two new guys. They have a dagger and a pick, so maybe give them a different weapon.
Yeah. I mean, you and Calvin are the ones that are going to probably need...
You got spears for days.
I don't know what Shane has, so...
It's two's a staff, a spear, and a long sword.
Gotcha. Yeah, I have a spear here, and a great axe here, so...
I'd like to give, decent. You remember Uglump, right? This is his rival, Beauty Lump. And he would like a spear.
No, know that name.
That's his name.
Okay. Beauty Lump.
Yeah. He named himself after his first mixed track.
First mixed drink?
Mixed track.
Oh. Can I get a spear for Beauty Lump?
Lady Lump?
Beauty Lump. They call him Beauty Lump for sure. How about that? Beauty Lump.
There's six of them.
B-A-B-Lump.
B-Lump.
B-Lump.
Did you guys write it on the rest?
53 silver pieces, an elven sword, and a map.
Yep, the elven sword is worth 150.
Ooh. Who took the elven sword?
Short sword.
Elven short sword.
Yeah.
D6.
Does anybody need it? I still have a character that just has a dagger.
Go ahead and take that. I'll take two spears.
Okay. My thief, Sleezo, is going to have the short sword.
I don't want him to have it.
No, he has a dagger. I mean, he's not going to steal your shit.
I don't want a
he's
guy
he's been captured in prison.
What's his profession?
He's a cut purse. You have purse? I didn't think so. You're a man.
I mean,
you're fine.
And a sack.
I don't want it.
I got two sacks.
They're worthless. They don't,
he's got a large...
Not hats or anything. He's got fucking pelts.
He's got a large sack.
All right. All
I ain't stealing shit. I'm taking this horse sword, and that's what, D...
You're saying. You give it back later.
D8?
Thief. You're dead.
What is a spear? D what?
D8.
Eight.
Okay. I'm all equipped up.
All right. So, you go down the stairs, and they lead...
I didn't write down how much copper we got last time. I should write that down. Maybe we can split it later.
Down.
Sorry.
It's all right. As you're going down the stairs, you pause for an instant on the broad stone steps. The hint of gold glimmers at the edge of your light several steps below.
Sleezo is happy. After the torch.
Did somebody take the 10-foot pole?
No.
I figured one of your guys would
want
it, right?
Okay. That's fine. I was just wondering if someone else had it. 10-foot poles are handy.
All right, so we went downstairs, and what was the last part you said? I'm sorry.
You pause for an instant on the broad stone steps. The hint of gold glimmers at the edge of your light several steps below.
Gold?
Gold.
It's not gold. It's a trick.
I mean,
what do you do?
Sleezo, the thief, is interested, but he was just in prison.
Let him go look.
He doesn't want to look right
now. Sleezo, gold, look.
He needs to prove himself.
I mean, is there any other direction to go but down the steps?
No. I mean, back up.
Yeah, which we had nowhere to go there, right? except for back all the way the way we
yeah,
came.
Yeah, all the way around.
So I mean, we need to just.
So it's just a hint of gold. What does that mean? Like, there's just we see the color gold at the end of a hallway, or what?
At the
lower
stair.
Lower down these stairs.
We just see gold.
Yeah,
a shimmer,
a tint of gold.
If you take another step, you see that they are merely three gold pieces sitting on the step.
I'm not touching them.
Can we poke them with the pole?
I don't want to poke them at all. We should go down the stairs.
It's a 10-foot pole.
From where? Up top?
Yeah, if they take a false step, the pole, just do that and we have the pole.
Just step over the step.
Just poke it just in case, asshole.
What if it turns into like a slide and there's spikes at the bottom or something?
Then we are fine up there.
Can
I go back to the top of the steps and wait?
It's a 10-foot pole. We could all go up there and do it and poke it.
It's a circular step, isn't it?
Sting and my herder will take... We'll take spears and poke the steps in front of us carefully.
Yep.
And also tap the walls beside.
All three of my guys go to the top of the steps.
Okay. The stairs are fine. Tapping the wall, you realize that there is a secret door that was not fully closed.
Secret tunnel.
Okay.
So.
We just gotta get out, right?
Are there still more people?
Are there more people?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There are more people.
Oh, there are more people. I gotta go down to find the more people.
Yeah.
Do you go to the secret door? You can pick up the three gold pieces.
Just gold pieces?
There's three gold pieces.
I don't trust shit. Please take my pants.
Please, I took it before anybody else.
Do you want to go down the stairs
I'm
or into the secret door?
We shall share them with our remaining living people.
Secret door. That's
what
like
you
that.
Think.
All right.
You guys want to do secret door?
You push.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Open the secret door. The narrow hall is lined with cut block stones. Dusty cobwebs hang from the low ceiling, and time itself seems to weigh heavily upon this ancient place.
Secret doors are usually bad.
A trio of upended chests rest in the shadows in the rear of this chamber, amid a scattering of coin. Tracks in the dust record the path of recent looters.
Okay, so someone came in here, tried to steal stuff. When they left, they dropped a couple coins outside.
Yeah.
Okay.
That were fine.
There are three remaining chests and spilled coin.
Okay. Check for traps.
Where?
We have the pole and we get each individual cobblestone.
I'm gonna look at the ceiling.
Okay.
If there's no spikes or rocks up there, they're gonna fall on my head.
Alright, you're prodding and you're gazing, reveal nothing.
Okay, I'm staying at the entrance. Kind of looking around.
Father.
Someone came in.
I take my net and I throw it out and drag it across the floor to reveal anything that might be under the dust.
There's nothing.
It might be safe.
Father Loblaw consults the demon frog.
Then what's the demon frog doing?
It does nothing and he thinks it's okay.
So he steps out.
So he steps out with it, much
you
like.
So.
Yeah.
There
much
are
like he would a torch.
18 copper pieces.
Let's write those down.
12 silver pieces.
Ooh, my.
8 gold pieces.
Man, this steaming frog is really paying off.
Good thing you took it out.
I don't know how to serve
this. Are any of you... You're a cut purse, right?
Yeah, Sleezo.
So you notice that while the chests are empty and the contents have been spilled out, it is immediately apparent to you that one of these chests has a false floor. Basically, like, the floor is here where the bottom should be here.
Yeah. I would notice that.
We should lift it.
That was very apparent.
Can we test inside to see if it's trapped?
You can.
Poke it with a pole?
Yeah, but how high is the ceiling?
In this place?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hard to get a 10-foot pole straight down the poke. We can cut it in half and have 2 5-foot poles.
I mean, we could just use something other than a 10-foot pole. We could use, a dagger or a sword.
How is your dwarf carrying a 10-foot pole?
We'll say 10-foot.
Very carefully.
Okay.
At an angle, that should be okay.
Yeah.
So, the compartment is not trapped. Inside are 2 silver rings set with emeralds.
Okay.
Worth 15 gold pieces apiece.
Sleezo noticed it, so he gets at least one.
Were they
and
3
steals
rings?
The other.
2 silver rings set with emeralds.
2 rings.
Worth 15 gold
worth
pieces 15 apiece.
Each.
A...
GP.
A silk robe...
Sleezo would like that.
It's black, stitched in silver with the sigil of chaos.
Hey, it's one of those things that the weird ghosty guy.
Yeah, it is.
Mad Dog. What's his name?
Mad Murdoch.
Yeah.
There's also a steel vial.
A what? Steel vial?
A steel vial. Is anyone a like a herbalist or
is it herber?
We got
potion
herbs.
Maker.
It's a herder.
Who had the green herbs?
The tracker.
Well, I mean, someone who could identify what this is.
I mean, he's a tracker. He's out in the woods all the time. Man. I mean, he ain't selling this shit because he's got to find another person to sell to.
I'm a beekeeper. I'm used to having, like, herbs and in fine houses and stuff like that, visiting rich friends.
Bees herbs.
He's good at tracking shit, so he's in the woods all the time.
Cheesemaker for flavoring. Oh, a merchant maybe would know, right?
Yeah, a merchant would know.
Yeah.
Roll d20, intelligence.
Smart. 16.
Okay, you know that this is a vial containing 2 doses of Black Lotus oil.
Black Lotus.
Oh, shit.
It's a very rare magic card.
Imbibing the Lotus gains you 1d10 HP.
1d10 HP? Indefinitely?
For 1 hour.
Oh.
But at the end of the hour, you lose that HP and must succeed on a DC 20 fortitude save or take 1d4 points of damage.
Shit.
Which would pretty much kill any of us unless we survive the entire thing and we gain our first level.
Can we pour it on the body of one of our friends and he gets 1 HP for an hour?
You need a raise dead spell.
It's quite a bit more.
It's a magic lotus thing.
Good try.
No, it's not magic.
You could try to pour the magic lotus
oil.
Not
magic.
Oh,
wait, what if it combines with the disease of my midget?
What if you put it on
halfling?
You have to stop doing that.
Of my halfling, and the disease and the lotus combined is some kind of undead.
How
concoction.
About we just leave him dead?
How about
I'm trying
that?
To get another.
How about you pour it over your frog statue?
We can do it on both halves because it got cut in half, and there's 2 guys that we can use as meat shields. Meat shields, Calvin. They just saved your life.
The white stone steps descend into a long hall.
Okay.
The walls are decorated with elaborate tile mosaics depicting foul ceremonies.
What kind of ceremonies?
Foul.
Ooh,
like birds.
Horrific.
Fucking birds!
And baleful fiends. The walls are slick with condensation and black algae. The condensation runs in rivulets and collects in long, brackish pool set in the center of the hall.
Are there any demon frog idols around?
Not around, but you see carvings of them.
Trying to collect
in
more.
The walls.
So we're the same religion.
Wait, can you put one in?
Exactly.
Is there an empty one?
No.
Don't. Okay.
But
if
maybe
you, like, put your
maybe later on.
Yeah, but they're around. So, I mean, if I show that I'm one of the followers, maybe they'll accept
one
me.
One of
I
us.
I can become like an inside
us.
Man.
Everyone needs to make a luck check.
Shit.
What's
so
that?
Roll a d20, and you need under your luck for all of your characters. If you succeed. No, wait, I'm sorry. Roll luck. And you're adding your modifier and trying to get a 15 or higher.
So okay. Trying to get high?
Trying to get high, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you succeeded with 19
that 19 was the first one. I was about to be, fuck, I just lost this now.
Get over 15 for each of them?
Each one, yes.
With the modifier.
Yep.
I don't have a modifier.
Where's 2. The modifier at?
Well.
Success is bad in this case.
Oh, the 19's bad?
19's bad.
Well, shit. Well, shit.
Okay, I got. So wait, is it over what?
15.
Over 15.
Over 14.
Okay, 14.
Because 15 or higher.
And then it's 6.
Okay, so they're safe.
So.
Okay, so anyone that failed that check, okay, you feel strange compulsion to inspect the base of the pool and then pick up and carry off a skull once discovered. Because, so in this pool, at first it's just sort of a black viscous liquid, but the closer you get, skulls begin to rise up, and their eyes begin to glow.
Like bobbing for apples?
Yeah. Anyone that passed them picks up a skull.
Fail.
And the skull,
not supposed to be high.
The eyes light up. Enough to be like a lantern.
Still too high.
Interesting.
What's it got to be under?
It's got to be
under 14.
Oh,
is it 14 or lower?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Rop picked up a skull.
You also notice some mosaics.
Success.
Those.
Oh.
Okay, so.
Look, you just got bent over. What's he doing there?
Playing your favorite game.
Whoa, is that like a mind flare? Look at that thing.
Ugh. Looks like he's puking.
Those mosaics are carved into the walls.
Okay. Here you go, guys. Pictures. I like pictures.
Fuck. Looks like one of each race.
They may or may not hold clues further into the dungeon. So
oh, shit.
Inspect carefully.
Can we take a rubbing?
Yes.
That's the guy we killed.
No.
The big guy with the axe?
No. A lot of them have double-ended axes. Like, that guy has a double-ended axe.
A casual inspection of the chamber reveals four nooks concealed in corners of the hall. Each nook contains a single hooded robe. Black, embroidered with bizarre sigils stitched in silver thread.
Okay, so we took these rubbings. Can we keep this for later?
Yep.
Okay.
You got that?
Shit.
So you got five robes now.
Five robes.
Okay. Total.
Five robes.
While the robes are mold-eaten and rotten to the touch, in dim light, they could pass as, you know, regular robes.
And with a skull for light, that might seem normal, too.
And I have one of the idols.
How many of you guys had to get skulls?
Just Father...
Dababa had to get one.
No. Sleezo and Baylump had to get
the
skulls.
Herder. The herder? Is she herd deer?
Yeah.
Deer herder? Okay, so you had two?
Yeah.
How many of you guys had to get skulls, Shane?
All three of them, didn't they?
I don't know.
You don't know?
When you rolled,
what did you get? Didn't you go higher on all three of them?
I'm pretty sure you did.
Yeah.
Because you rolled
If you rolled high, you got a skull for each one. So right in their inventory, do they have a skull? That way you don't forget.
Okay.
That they 11 have a
skull. Okay, so there's a big pool, and then there's stairs leading downwards.
Okay.
Do you want to do anything else with the pool?
Take a swim. No. I'm good.
Take a swim.
No, I don't want to take a swim.
I heard.
No.
Careful what you wish for.
No, it wasn't a wish. It was a sarcastic comment. Sarcastically, no. I'm done with the pool. Anyone else? You went through the halfling in the pool?
Is there a slightly larger glowing skull that I could be more proud of?
I have a water scanning. It's
maybe
water.
Under the surface of the water.
If it's not bobbing, it surely doesn't want to be taken, so I'll just...
What's in the pool?
Skulls.
Well, it's a black viscous liquid.
Yeah.
You don't know. You could
reach in?
Use the 10-foot pole?
Could we poke it again? We could fucking leave.
I have a water skin.
You could go get your halfling friend and throw it in.
Fill some of the water.
Fill it up, and then if it's like an accelerant, I could throw it in, like a grenade.
Alright, you take some. Nothing else with the pool, then?
Throw the seeds in there.
It's like the...
See, I just picture this as the pool.
Yes.
With these tentacles coming out.
Precisely.
Like the fucking thing from the new Harry Potter movie.
So we made a sacrifice, and the shit comes out of the pool.
You know what? I ain't no bitch. I'm taking some.
Okay, you can take some. Fine. There's skulls in there, though. That means death happens.
We all got skulls.
No,
somebody's skull.
Rock has a skull.
Not all.
Jay's good, Melee's good.
Yeah.
Dababa's got a skull. I'm good.
All right. You take some. Mark it down. Black viscous liquid. The white stone steps run down to the dark sand beach of a vast underground sea. Far out across the water, you can make out a golden glow through the gloom. An enormous menhir, which is a standing stone.
Okay.
Stands at the water's edge on your side, dark waves lapping at its intricately carved faces. Past the towering standing stone, a dragon-prowed longship emerges from the darkness. Coming towards you.
Shit. This is like Harry
Potter. Its hull scrawled with forbidding sigils and runes that glow a sickly green in the dim light. The ship draws to a stop some 50 feet offshore. The beat of distant drums and far-off wails of terror mixes with the quiet lapping of the waves.
Whales.
Hey, whales of terror.
Accio, boat.
What?
It means come here, boat.
I know.
It does not mean that.
Come here, boat.
It means, like, fucking whatever.
It caused the boat to come here. It doesn't mean, like, accio means come here. It doesn't mean
that. It's not Latin.
Okay.
That was Harry Potter.
So there's a boat that stopped over there.
50 feet over.
It doesn't translate to that.
You hear beyond it the wailings of probably your village friends.
Shoot, so they're over there? Probably.
Probably. Can't say for sure.
So do we go that way then, I guess?
Yeah, where else are we going?
How do you get to the boats?
Yeah, we should have fucking left.
What else is around?
This round except for go towards the wailing and suffering and doom, man. So let's just do this.
Okay.
Yeah. There's the men here.
I got some of this liquid.
A narrow series of steps wind up the surface of the menhir. So you could go to the top of it if you wanted to.
Okay. Guess we could do that.
Who wants to?
Dababa will take her skull up to the top of the menhir.
Yeah, okay. Rop will go with her.
You notice that when you started walking down the stairs, the skulls grow a little brighter. You go up to the top.
Mm.
maybe this wasn't a good idea.
No, it's good.
It's two of us.
I believe in the demon frog, and he will guide us to the light.
Did he tell you to go this way?
Yep.
Okay.
I don't do anything without consulting him.
Okay. Demon frog, tell me.
Okay, at the top, of the stone has been fashioned into a platform. A shallow bowl has been cut into the center of the platform. The bowl is partially filled with hardened wax.
Trap.
Hardened wax.
Could put the water.
Partially
on.
Filled with hardened wax. I would say it's probably a spot for a ritual, like candles.
Maybe. Or like there was a hole there and they fixed it with some wax.
Or some kind of, the ship needs to be able to see the shore, so it's some kind of
like a lighthouse. Kind of thing.
Ding.
Do the skulls get brighter the closer to the basin?
No, it doesn't seem. It
doesn't seem any change?
No.
Does that have anything to do with the water I collected?
I light my lantern and I hold it in the basin.
Okay. The ship draws to the shore.
Do we want that?
Can we see in the ship?
We can use the ship.
It's empty.
Are there oars or is it mystically propelled?
There are oars. It also appears to be mystically propelled.
Well, shit.
Well,
and help ship. Could be anything on it. Could even be a boat.
Okay, so I take the lantern away from the basin and approach the boat with it still lit.
Okay.
Does anything happen?
No.
The boat's not here yet, right?
Boat's here.
Oh, it's here?
It's on the shore. It docks.
Oh. And there's nothing on it?
No.
Nothing on it.
It's horse. Let's give him a boat. We gotta get on the other side to get our people, right?
Maybe.
Maybe. They're over there screaming.
There could be a kraken.
Kraken.
Look at this.
Deal with it.
Look at this. It
very well
that could be
that.
A kraken.
No, that was the fucking my liquid well shit.
I'm just saying, that was written on the walls. That could be
okay,
somewhere.
Okay, let's put our least favorite people in there first.
Okay. All right,
we'll put Rop in there.
Wait.
And wait, what?
Maybe only the people with skulls will survive. Shit.
Like, Rob has a skull.
So does the Baba.
Jay and Melee are fucked.
Smile.
So does Shizuka and Sting.
In a move of great irony, Father Loblaw stole from Sleaza the skull.
So the man who has found his
just in case
board
oh
the
my
vessel.
Gosh
but having Lobo
has like all my great shit
having
oh
this skull
my gosh
could be bad
oh, well, I'm just gonna say
you're just gonna own it. It
you're boarding the ship
yeah
okay
all right
yeah,
we're
all
ship.
Boarding
you're all boarding
he can steal it back
well I mean I'll let them slowly
he boards
walking
first.
On
yeah no. We're not all boarding on one side of the boat to make a tip or anything
nothing happens
okay
you notice at the bow of the ship
yeah
a sensor. Which is, it's in the shape of a golden egg.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thing priests hold before them.
Yeah.
And it, like, smokes.
Egg thing, okay. Yeah.
Incense.
Yeah. Okay. It's not lit, but it's there.
Okay.
And you can all get on the ship safely.
Okay.
Once you do, it starts moving.
Shit!
We should probably light the sensor.
See. You light the sensor?
So I take a twig, and I put it in my lantern, and I light it.
Okay, you do so.
It's probably like a tentacle monster repellent.
Oh, you start to go
us.
Off.
Fuck this.
I'm trying.
Fucked us.
And as you can see,
you
what looks like...
You laugh at me, little Kraken. It's a real thing.
Have you guys seen Conan the Barbarian?
Shit. Yeah.
Yes.
25 years ago.
You know the last scene where, like, Thulsa Doom's up at the top of, like, this temple with these steps?
Okay. Yes.
You see that off in the distance.
Fuck.
As you're sort of going towards it. However, as soon as you can make that out, the waves begin to stir.
Kraken!
That's fine, just wind. Shit.
It's the Kraken. It's,
I'm holding
like,
the demon frog in front of me. We're good to go.
It's like the fucking moon door.
I'm like fucking Jack Dawson at the front of Titanic, just
okay.
Letting it happen.
This boat came by just fine earlier, right? What if we go down inside the ship?
Down like...
Like, it came this way already, right?
Yeah.
Nothing bothered it.
You lit the
right?
sensor, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's bad.
It wasn't lit before.
It's a ceremonial thing.
It wasn't lit before.
It's signifying that there's stuff to eat in here. Shit!
It recedes beneath the waves. And you go safely.
You need to trust a demon frog. I keep telling
it
you.
It wasn't the fucking demon frog.
Yes,
you weren't even there. You weren't even watching. You did nothing.
Correlation causation. Correlation causation.
What'd you say, Rick?
Demon frog gets 50 XP.
50 XP.
No. But he doesn't level up.
No, no. Although, if you become a wizard, you could make that your familiar.
I could. I'm getting there. I'm already a
That
father.
Does nothing to give you false hope.
Father than wizard.
I've been writing all that shit down. I'm a scribe.
All right, we're almost at the end. The island draws closer, revealing the source of the golden glow, a towering ziggurat with burning light radiating from within the silver-thin cracks beneath its massive stone blocks.
What ziggurats?
A wide ramp circles the edifice, sloping to the top of the temple. Hordes of beastmen crowd the ramp, howling
Shit.
To the darkness.
Shit.
Hordes.
Hordes.
Hammering on the massive high drums and pushing a terrified string of prisoners to the ziggurat's glowing peak.
Ziggurat. Yeah, throw them off.
All right,
high atop the temple, you can make out a fearsome silhouette of an enormous armored figure wreathed in infernal smoke lit from below.
Shit. Well, look at this. There's a woman there.
There, you count 22 beastmen on the spiring thing.
22?
22 beastmen.
Are they all little ones like before? Is it one big one?
All right. We need to shroud ourselves in the cloaks.
We only have five.
Okay, but we need to do that, and we need to hold the glowing skulls in front of our faces and act like high priests, and we need to go up there and be super angry with them, like C-3PO. We can do this.
Or we just use your arrows from the ship and kill our people so they don't have to go to the terrible ship, and then we get the hell out of there.
Like Starship Troopers.
Yeah, we kill our own people so they don't get subjugated to this terrible.
How do you make this ship move?
Huh?
How do you make the ship move?
It's magic. What are you talking about?
How do you make it move?
I don't know.
How do we start it moving?
We lit the shit, and I got water and a bottle.
So do we blow it out to make it go back, or what?
Probably.
I'm saying we start attacking, we have no way of getting out of there.
Yeah.
We don't know how to make it leave.
Yeah, it's just going to be coming up to this shoreline where there's many, many angry things that are going to come and rape us.
Ugh. That was the vines.
These guys will probably rape us too. We don't know.
Is there vines anywhere around here? I can pour my liquid water onto the vines and they're on our side.
You don't know what that liquid water does.
You don't know either.
I can fucking make you eat.
We can rape them.
Slime seeds.
Can we have slime seeds? Maybe I can sling them into their mouth.
We have seeds.
Let's try that!
What are the seeds?
Seems like a better idea than we have.
You notice that all these beastmen are in sort of a religious fervor.
Yeah.
It's possible you might be able to sneak by them.
We can try them. We can choose five people.
Yeah.
That probably better to have skulls, right?
Father yes. Loblaw, it feels very...
Is it fuck?
Yeah.
Fuck.
He's got the idol.
Rob has a skull.
What does the idol look like?
It's a demon frog.
I can show you a picture.
Yes, please.
Rob will go.
It's a demon frog.
Rob is going
to
go.
Rob is willing to go.
Father Loblaw will go.
He will put on a cloak and carry his skull and be ready to go.
Sleezo is not going.
Dababa will also.
Does she have a skull?
She has a skull.
And Bailup is gonna go.
Holy shit.
That's the thing? You're carrying that fucking
thing?
No,
is he thinking? It's an idol.
Oh,
like this.
Okay.
Yeah. An idol of this.
Yeah, it looks like that.
I mean, is it that big or is he just thinking about
no,
it?
No,
I have an idol.
It is an idol
of this.
It's a
small idol. It's a
reduced size thing.
Light. There you go.
Tricky frog.
I forgot all about fucking camera.
It's such a good yeah. It's immersive is what
it's
so good
like
about
twice.
That's fine. I pick my nose and wipe it on you.
Hope you saved it for later.
I think that my demon frog is granting me protection in this world.
Clearly.
Obviously, yeah, I guess.
I can't wait to you're wrong.
Or right.
No one's damaged, right? Everyone who got hit just died, correct?
Yes. Okay. No one is bleeding.
This is the adventure.
Yeah, this
so
is that's
guys,
the handout.
If anyone wants to it's called Sailors of the Starless Sea, Dungeon Crawler Classic, and this will be really hard to see, but I can scan this and like tweet out it or something.
Sure.
Images.
That'd be cool, yeah.
Alrighty.
You have to follow Archmaster 7.
Yeah, if you aren't already, I'm following him.
What is this?
It's his Twitter.
It's my Twitter.
It's also his YouTube page.
You saw that stream too?
Not very
you follow
often.
Me, I'll follow you.
Yeah. I don't
know. No,
him.
You have to get three.
I'm actually going
to
unfollow
See,
him.
She, Shane, yeah, yeah, Shane says, I'll follow you if you follow me, but then, like, 2 months later, he unfollows you.
Unless you get three more people to follow.
Yeah, right.
It's a pyramid scheme. Speaking of pyramids, we have a ziggurat.
Ziggurat, 22 people
right,
on the
so
steps.
Two of your guys are going?
Yeah, my father, Loblaw, is going in front right. with the demon
Here's
frog.
Two.
And Baylump.
Four.
Shane, do you want a guy to go?
Yeah.
Balaam has a skull
yeah.
and Father Loblaw has a skull.
Pick a guy, because I guess you all have skulls.
Yeah. Pick
Michael.
Okay.
Michael?
Yeah.
Okay, so Michael, Rop, Dababa, Father, Loblaw,
and Bela.
Bela.
Beauty lump.
Okay. Okay.
It should be Bay, like
yeah.
Bay.
Uglum called him Bela.
Now, is it a good idea to hold the skulls, like, up? Like, they're the face?
I would say
yes. Or do
yes.
you just carry it like a lantern?
No.
So
hold it, like, here.
Are they still blonde?
You no. noticed, as you sort of drifted to the sea, the closer you get to the ziggurat, the brighter.
The skulls glow.
They glow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not a good idea to hide them.
Okay.
So
we're not even hide
like,
should we put them on top of our heads? So
that way we're, like...
Because our vision would be all fucked up.
If
bright skulls in front of our face?
Is anyone like a... He was a priest, right?
He was.
You can roll an intelligence check.
To see, like...
Okay.
In what formation these...
D20?
Should... D20
yes.
plus intelligence.
Which is a minus one.
I'm a cheesemaker, man. You gotta know what the fuck you're doing.
I understand.
10.
9.
So you can recognize... You think. You're not sure.
Yeah.
But you think that, some of the spirits of previous victims are in these skulls.
Mm.
And they're trying to help you.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what the demon frog tells me.
Exactly.
I think. I'm just hearing shit and I think it's a demon frog.
Okay.
I'm
okay,
not sure.
So
I roll a 9. I don't know.
You guys slowly start to scale the ziggurat.
Yeah.
And these terrible beastmen are beating their drums and howling at the top of their lungs.
Oh.
Even through those howls, though, you can still hear
the wailing
of your people.
Our people?
You must
are they weeping and gnashing?
They are.
Gnashing their teeth?
Yep, that's just a terrible scene to think of.
Yeah.
Fortunately, they seem to pay you no mind in your disguises, and you reach the top of the temple. Also, fortunately, that big, giant dude in armor that you saw was actually just an edifice that one of the beastmen was holding.
I fucking knew it. Thank you, Frog, man.
Oh, fuck.
I have faith in him, and he has faith in me.
The peak of the temple was dominated by a vast smoking pit that glows with a hellish light. A mighty beastman hoists an effigy of a fearsome armored figure high into the swirling clouds as the prisoners are hurled, screaming one after another into the pit.
Shit!
We need to stop that immediately!
A trio of snarling beastmen upends woven baskets, pouring thousands of coin in after your fellow
villains. We need to stop that too!
Producing gouts
Sneezo.
Of hissing smoke
Wishing
and flame.
Went.
All about you is the thundering cacophony of drums and bestial howls as the bizarre ritual nears its climax.
Alright, we need to get in there.
You guys have a surprise round.
Are we going to try and take them and run away, or do we need to try and convince these wolfmen that we are their masters, the high priests?
I got a plan.
Don't you fucking frog.
Are you going to throw the frog scepter in
Father
there?
Father Loblaw, who at the beginning of this was an atheist and since found his faith in the demon frog.
Yeah.
And knew there was something about that water. Pours the water on the frog's icon and throws it in to the effigy in hopes that it will create a giant effigy battle monster to fight on our side.
And you're praying to the frog?
I don't...
The demon frog idol.
That's important.
All right.
Shit. Is this fucking gonna
I
work?
I poured the water.
Is this fucking gonna work?
Should really get serious. Here we go.
You gotta be creative. You gotta let it go.
Bulbasaur.
If not, Baylump is jumping in front. What the fuck's gonna happen?
Baylump.
He's a meat shield.
Is our archer still back on the boat?
Yes.
Okay, so he can start lobbing arrows.
Yeah. Legolas style.
Okay, so there is 3 beastmen acolytes up here.
Yeah.
Okay. A beastman shaman and a chaos lord.
Okay.
Who isn't here yet.
She shoved them in.
Okay, so. You're up here. You have a sneak attack. So there's the shaman and the acolytes. The shaman is like praying.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the acolytes are throwing stuff in.
Coins and people.
So, you go up and try to stop them, right? Basically.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Bye.
Not in so
Bye.
Few words.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you have to give me the plan again. Sorry.
In my newfound faith.
Sorry. Yes.
My demon frog idol that's gotten me through so much on this terrible, terrible day.
Yep.
And through the faith of the idol, I collected some of the water, not knowing its properties, but knowing that it would help me, just like the skulls did.
Yep.
I pour that water and anoint the idol, much like they used to with perfume on the feet of Christ. Okay? And then I throw the idol into the face hole of the giant effigy.
In the effigy, oh, is that what you're throwing? Or in the fire?
I throw it into the effigy of the giant man that is just an effigy. It's not a real thing.
Isn't that something that some guy's just holding up?
Yeah, but it turns it magically, because magic is rare, but it's also very, very strong in its rarity. Turns it into a giant thing that will slice down all of the acolytes and the shaman if I have enough faith in the demon frog.
I don't know if you need to decide what happens while you're doing this
action. I'm just saying shit, hoping it's funny.
Okay, so, you do so.
Okay.
And the frog statue, you look into its eyes.
Yeah.
And you hear it speak to you.
It, finally, I've been waiting.
You mean it hasn't been speaking to you this whole time?
I thought it was.
I am Bob Ugg Baliz. How do you say that?
Bug Ugg Baliz.
Bob Ugg Baliz.
That?
Bob Ugg Baliz.
Beelzebub.
Bubliz.
And if you Bubbles, swear to be my servant,
oh,
I will
shit.
View you with great power.
I swear. I've been swearing all day.
Unthinkingly.
I've been doing it all day, I believe.
Roll a d20 plus personality.
Shit. Personality is 10 with a mod of 0.
Okay, just roll it. Just roll a straight d20.
Roll good. Well.
16.
Okay. Who do you consider to be your most dangerous foe at this moment?
Let's see. There's a shaman.
The shaman who has the effigy.
I would say
he believes in a false god.
I would say is your lack of faith is your worst enemy right now.
No, I have faith now.
No, I mean like you believe in him so much that you think your own worst enemy is your own doubt.
What?
So you should strike your doubt down.
I would say that worst enemy is our escape.
Didn't you say there was a chaos?
Your what? Our escape.
Or something? Yeah. Some chaos something?
Mm-hmm. I would say our worst enemy is the horde of people down below in the ziggurat, right?
I think he means an individual.
One.
Yeah. Just the single one.
Okay. The shaman, because he could do some shit.
So, the...
You should make a big show of it.
Isn't that... He's the one holding the effigy. That's why you threw it, right?
Your mouth opens and words that you do not understand come out. They're like croakings.
Yeah.
Okay?
I speak in tongues.
It's like my wife's church.
Yeah, exactly.
The ground surrounding the shaman suddenly forms into like a swamp.
Shit. Okay.
And falls away. And he falls into the fiery abyss below.
The one that he was incanting into.
Yep.
Cool, one's dead.
Throwing the people in the... Yeah, in my
well,
face.
So while he does that, can we, like, attack the other guys and try to shove them in the pit?
Yes, let's do that.
Mm-hmm. You can.
There's, like, two or three others up there, right?
Yes, there are three others.
It's so, like, perhaps,
just,
like...
Just from my own state of mind, the effigy didn't come to life to start killing people.
No.
So, the effigy...
Yeah,
okay.
That would be a hell of a shaman.
Yes. If you look, you notice that the fire is sort of going around the effigy,
mm-hmm.
and it's starting to, like, take form.
Yeah.
And claw out of the...
Oh, shit. Okay. Of the pit.
Of the pit.
Are some of our friends that aren't quite burnt yet hanging on to
Hanging on to the fire?
But the fire's going on around him.
It looks
so
like Anakin from episode 3.
Fire's going on around him. He's crawling out of the pit.
So, yep, you've got him crawling out, and you have
get some money!
And three acolytes.
Okay. Let's, like, push some...
Let's fuck this shit up,
yeah.
Right? This is what we're here for.
Like the acolyte.
Yeah.
Maybe Rob can, like, attack an acolyte with a spear and try to charge him into the pit.
This is the only people that...
Does that work?
This is the only people that went, too. We got fuckers back on the boat.
Yeah, they're
yeah.
fighting.
Can we get them, like, they see shit and start distracting
like,
people?
Like, the archers are going to have to start clearing
yeah,
the
so
way
like,
out so that we can get back and we have to protect the boat.
All right. The archer is going to start doing it Sergeant York style, taking him out from the back first.
Okay.
Well,
I can't really do much.
I want to charge
with the sword
with a spear and try to charge a guy and knock
yeah.
him in the pit.
Okay.
Dababa will, too.
It's a surprise round.
Yeah.
So
is it those guys that get the surprise, or how does it work?
Guys up top,
or you just
in robes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are going 2-on-1. How many are there?
There's three other people
to hit. There are three acolytes.
Okay,
it would be smart if we said one each, right?
I'm
doing
one.
I'll do one.
You need to hit a 12 AC to succeed.
Okay.
So 12 or higher.
12 or higher.
Come on, Dababa.
Am I gonna do this too?
Two.
I mean, you have a guy up there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you attack with him.
Attack the guy that
I attack that guy.
Natural 20!
All right, you succeed.
Can I use my spear crossways and push 17? All three?
17,
you got one.
14.
Okay, so not only do you all three do it, but your guy, you sort of flip him over, and he hits the Chaos Lord crawling out of the volcano. He sort of stumbles backwards a bit, so you have some extra time to, like, attack him while he's climbing up.
Cool.
Rob has a sling.
Look at that happen.
You can use... It's clear, you think, that if you throw the skulls at him, they will act as sort of a spiritual grenade, if you will.
Okay. So, like, the thing's, like, really bright right now?
So bright. It's shaking.
It's quaking with energy.
Very good.
Chuck those down in there.
How many do you have?
Balump has one.
Five. One of us has
one. And Father Loblaw has one.
Well, one of them isn't with us, right?
Or no. Slizo is the one that doesn't have one. Remember? Because
so
Father
Loblaw
stole it from Slizo.
And then Shane has two more skulls back on the boat.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so...
I'm so glad he stole it from
Slizo. Let's see how much damage those do.
Remember I said in the fit in the iron of
D6 plus iron. 1. So however many you're throwing right now, roll a D6 plus 1 and tell me what the total is.
So I'm throwing 1. Eric, you're throwing 2.
I'm throwing 2. So what do I got to do?
Roll a D6.
Twice.
Yeah, roll 2 D6s.
The square ones.
Yeah, just grab like... Yeah, just roll both of those. But you just roll both at the same time.
No.
All right.
2.
3.
Plus one, you said? Right?
Plus
3.
1. Yeah. Okay. And roll it again.
Roll it again.
Yeah, I need to know the total.
You get 1, Shane.
Two.
You have
total. So I got 5.
Oh, man.
So 5,
9
plus
7.
2. He has a plus 1.
You have 9?
And you have one more?
No, I have.
No. You have 1?
7.
Aaron's had 2.
I have 5.
You have a 1 plus 1.
Okay. You have 5?
Yes.
2. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
And I wrote a 4, so 5.
13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Okay. He is barely crawling up.
The effigy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's up at the top.
Can I
now we roll
sling
initiative.
At him?
No!
Okay.
Now we roll initiative.
I'm going to sling him. You guys should roll better.
he got a 17.
What do I got to do? Can I roll like...
Initiative.
I got to do a D6. Can I roll like 2 D8s and add them together or something?
Initiative
is
what?
I got to roll like a D16 you said or something?
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll roll for you.
Okay.
So I could just, the odds are off. So just...
If he's, yeah, has the two-handed weapon.
Yeah, this guy. Well,
you're
Rop,
all six.
Rop doesn't. He's there. I don't know who we're fighting with. He's on the boat.
Whoever has the two-handed weapon has to roll a D16.
Melee.
Everyone else still rolls a 20.
So we don't do them all at once? We do them all individually?
No, okay. Because this guy is the only one.
So
that,
he
yeah.
was a six?
No. So you're one character.
Six.
Him. He's the one up top.
No, he is.
He is.
Yes.
Does he have the two-handed weapon?
No, he has it.
Okay, then he rolls a 20.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't know who was rolling.
Oh my God.
Are we just attacking with them or what?
Yes, because the other guys are on the boat.
Okay.
Like if they want to start attacking the people, the 22 other dudes on the you know,
yeah.
spiral.
That's what Sting will start
they
doing.
They can. Or they can stay with the boat to keep the escape route.
Yeah. I don't know if, like, once we kill this
what
guy,
you
if someone's going to kill him.
16 plus 2 is 18.
15.
Eric. Jeez.
22.
Wow. What'd you get, Aaron? Aaron's left. All right, Calvin, you go first. Right before the Chaos Lord. You don't want him to go. Hint, hint.
Dababa, how close is he to the edge?
He's climbed up. He's
we,
right
we
on the
we
edge.
We want him to
he's right
go
on the
don't
edge.
Go.
We don't.
I'm
yeah,
gonna.
He's our god.
I'm gonna do the you'll
no,
shoot
no, no,
your
no,
eye
no.
out kid.
This isn't your effigy. This is the effigy the guy was holding.
Yes.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
bad big horned effigy.
Yeah, I
guy.
Threw it into that guy, right?
That fell down into the lava pit.
Yeah, I threw that into his face hole.
Yeah, and then they fell into the lava pit with the shaman.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. And the shaman had his own effigy of his god.
Yeah.
That god is coming up.
So mine's just burnt.
Yours,
that was that
yours,
said?
Yours is
what happened to mine?
Yours is destroyed.
Yours burnt, but you've made a pact with that god.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
trust
that character...
what he said, okay?
Eric... I thought I had a guy crawling up.
He thought his problem was
your
like,
guy.
You're in form, once he gets up there, I'm like, yes, bitch!
No.
That's what we threw our stuff at.
No.
Eric.
I wanted him to come down the ziggurat and start fucking people
that's
up.
That's why I was
why
kinda,
we left
I was
him there.
Confused. Like,
your god melted the earth away, so he
okay.
fell in.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Eric.
I'm wasting my demon fall right now.
It's your turn.
You didn't! You killed a shaman!
One.
And you gain a pact with a demon lord.
Yeah.
Should you
for
survive.
Nothing, Jane.
Alright.
Lock up these tethers.
Dababa is going to do a you'll shoot your eye out kid thing and kick the guy in the face, and then as he's falling backwards, stab him so he doesn't come back up. Right. Or actually, she's just going to stab him in the forehead and then drive his body into
the
plane.
Is this one of those ho, ho,
yeah.
Ho.
Roll to hit. Merry Christmas. You need a 13 or more. Mm-hmm.
15.
30 damage. Can you do 3?
Maybe.
Possibly.
If you don't, you're dead.
3! 7!
Alright.
Yes.
So you do so.
dead.
You spear him, and he starts to go down, and his form fades back into lava. Which is good news. The bad news is that the death of the Chaos Lord triggers the destruction of his temple and cavern. A low rumble rolls throughout the cavern, building to a deafening roar. Massive stone slabs peel away from the cavern ceiling and fall into the sea.
It's like Aladdin.
Waves crash up the sides of the ziggurat, even as sizzling magma seeps through the seams in the stone blocks. Shit. Should be apparent to the PCs that their time atop the Lord's temple was drawing to a close.
Time to go.
So, well, there's treasure up here. How much do you want to spend any time?
You have a large sack!
Sweezo yells from the boat,
get it all! Get it all!
Is there a magical weapon?
Well... Maybe.
I'd rather find the magic weapon than forget the treasure, like the money.
Father Loblaw! It would be better to find an artifact than take a basket of gold.
Yeah.
Father Loblaw looks very quickly.
Okay.
Like, I don't want to spend too long.
He finds a golden frog idol! Right. No.
Let me see he how many two. Actions you have.
Okay.
Double fisting.
That'd, okay. That'd be the best if there was another idol there.
So, you are looking, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Quickly.
We have 5 guys up there. Rob's going to look.
Dababa's going to look.
Yeah, Rob's looking for sure.
Michael's going to peek it out.
Peek it out?
Yeah.
You're not looking through a door to make sure there's no trouble coming.
Oh, what? I have a herding dog! What? Belly rubs, Dababa!
You could use that as a distraction for the hordes in the bottom. They can just chase it. We'll leave it there.
I mean, we're not going to leave the dog.
What's his name?
He can herd them. They are a horde. Maybe he's a hoarding dog.
Okay, so there's gold and silver.
Yeah.
Or you can go for the Chaos Lord. His plate mail armor is still there. Or his flail. So you can scoop up treasure or go after that stuff.
I'm going after a weapon or armor.
The waves are sort of hitting like the beastmen. Right, that are on...
Yeah, like all the rocks and shit falling down, I should be getting them.
Yeah.
I'll grab the flail.
I'll go for the armor.
Flail, armor.
I'll get all the money.
Okay, roll a d20.
All the money?
As much as I can. I got Sleezo waiting for me.
I
want it
for us.
Are you married?
19!
You get 19 gold pieces, and then roll it twice more. And add them together.
15!
No. Oh. Stop. Okay, 15. Roll it again.
Add that together.
19.
So 24. You get 24 silver pieces. No, 34 silver pieces. Okay.
I'm loaded because I hoarded all my other guys.
Shane, do anything?
I wanted to go for some gold, but he said you're trying to take it all.
Do it.
Okay. There, go for some more.
There's more.
Baskets.
Was that both of his guys doing his thing?
Just the one. That was one. Do you have another?
You have two people up here, don't you, Eric?
Yeah. Eric has.
Oh yeah, two people. Baylump will do it too.
Okay. So same thing. You roll a d20 and that's gold, and then you roll 2d20 and that's silver.
One gold.
6. Fuck.
6 gold pieces.
And the second one is gold.
First one's gold.
First one's gold, and then you roll twice, and that's silver.
So what's your first one?
13. Roll again. Okay, you've got 20.
12.
You've got 1 gold, 20 silver.
20 silver pieces. And what was your two numbers together?
12 and 19.
Okay,
so that's one action. Okay. Do you want to spend another action scooping up gold?
Let's get the fuck out of here.
No. I think we're good, right?
Did we save our people?
It's yeah. So they're all up here with you.
Gotcha.
And are going to escape with you.
We need to get out of here.
Yeah, they should get some gold now.
So,
then we have the gold.
When Sing starts seeing, like, shit going down, the ziggurat collapsing, lava pouring out of places it's not supposed to pour out of,
yeah.
He starts loosing arrows on these guys that are just in a... religious fervor.
Oh, okay.
He's one of the bad guys.
I was like, what?
The bad guys. The wolfman.
Cool.
The beastman.
All right, so is anyone staying?
It's probably a good idea to get out of here.
For another round. No?
Right?
No one?
No.
Probably
okay. All right.
We got some gold. We got the two things. We should leave.
Yes. Please,
so you run off. You reboard the ship along with those you were able to save.
Good.
The towering wave propels you with terrifying speed towards the distant cavern wall.
That's good.
Let's ahead, go. Through the sea of towering white caps and the debris of falling boulders, you spy the mouth of a narrow cave.
Narrow.
The dragon-powered ship rides down the crest of the giant wave and shoots into the rocky maw, the howling surf crashing all around you. You find yourself...
with a single tear because I've lost my idol.
Now, above ground.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Can we spy behind us the collapse of the great, terrible...
Dude, it's like the Goonies.
Cool.
Whenever like, the ship gets out of that cave and they're all...
yeah.
Let's go home.
So, I will tell you about the plate mail and the spiked flail.
Yeah.
What's this?
Good job, Rob.
The shit they got.
The items that we got.
The blackened iron, the flail, is topped with, it's black iron, and it's topped with blackened iron and ringed with spikes.
It means it hurts ghosts.
Good.
It's salt.
You'll need someone to identify it, but basically, it's going to be this adventure. And then each of you are going to go off for like, a year and like train in a profession.
Yeah.
So like either as a wizard or fighter, whatever. During that year, I'll assume you got it identified.
Yes.
So it's +1 to both hit and damage.
Oh, cool. +1 hit, +1 damage.
Once per day, the wielder can wreathe the weapon in flames for 3 rounds, inflicting an additional d6 points of damage on a successful strike.
Cool.
The plate mail is plate mail. First of all, which is super expensive.
Is it a 3d6 to begin with? Damage?
The flail?
Yeah.
No, it's a regular flail.
Okay, which is probably like a 1d8.
I think it's
we can check. Maybe a 1d10 at most?
We can check.
Because a great act is a 1d10, but I'm not sure. Dude, this guy would have hurt us. For that flail?
Yeah.
Activating that for 3 rounds of fire damage?
1d6.
I mean, basically, if we got hit, we were 1d6. Dead anyway, but...
Okay, I did what I did.
Plate mail is great if any of you are going to be fighters or dwarves or something, because it costs more than a peasant makes in his whole life.
Ooh! Wow.
It has no magical properties, but its superior construction grants its wearer a fortitude save, DC 20, against the effects of critical hits.
What?
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, that's great.
Holy shit!
It's really good. Okay, so that's it for this adventure.
We survived. We saved people.
You survived. You will go off, like I said, for a year, and you'll pick one of these characters.
Shit. Okay?
One? Well, no, I'm going for it.
And they will become a level 1 character. If you're a dwarf, an elf, or a halfling, you don't have a choice. You become a level 1 dwarf, elf, or halfling. Elves are just better. They're like fighters and wizards.
Pretty much.
Dwarves are fighters, basically, and halflings are thieves, but can fight fairly well. Other than that, if you're a human...
I think all mine are humans.
Yeah.
Yeah, which otherwise specify they're human.
Yeah. You can be a fighter, which is like a Conan the Barbarian kind of guy, right? Like
okay. Big weapons, usually heavy armor. They're in the front lines attacking stuff.
Yep. Yeah. And it depends. Like, you could be a Conan, like a no armor and big weapon. Or,
yeah.
You know, but
or more like a Boromir.
But basically, they're really good at killing things with weapons, is their thing. You could be a cleric...
healer kind of guy, which could maybe be father.
We'll see.
Could be.
Daddy!
All the options.
So a cleric is pretty good at frontline fighting.
Yep.
They wear heavy armor and stuff like that, but they can also call upon their gods to heal their allies and harm their foes.
Demon frog could harm some foes.
Basically.
It has.
There's a thief.
Sleezo.
A thief.
You only pick one, though, right?
You can only pick one.
Yeah.
A thief,
please would die.
Besides being like sneaky, they have all of these different skills.
Got disease.
Between like backstabbing, hide in shadows, pickpockets, anything a thief
yeah.
you think can kind of do, right?
Yeah.
A warrior, I already talked about. A wizard.
Yep.
Who got spells, as you might imagine.
I like wizards.
But they're very fragile.
Yeah.
And magic is very dangerous. And then a dwarf, an elf, and a halfling are dwarves, elves, and halflings.
Sure.
So think about what you might want to level up as.
I wish someone would have died to narrow it down, because I kind of like all of them for different reasons.
Should we base it on our stats, kind of?
Some players do, definitely.
I mean, you should definitely take this guy, without a question.
Well, yeah, what I'm saying is, like,
a shadow
what
that.
I want
to... Oh, sure. Oh. So, a warrior's primary stat is strength.
So if I have a high strength, it might
a
benefit me to choose a warrior.
Primary stat is agility. A cleric's primary stat is personality. A wizard's primary stat is intelligence.
So you could be any of those things and do well. Certainly do better than any of us in any of our...
I'm highest in strength, so I should probably be a warrior.
You could.
Dude, I could take Jay and make him a wizard.
He has although you also have a decent personality, right?
That's what people say.
So a cleric could work as well.
I'm going to be a cleric.
You want to be a cleric?
Yeah.
Okay.
How high is it?
It's how my character keeps going.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. All right,
the way he's I spent a year learning the ways of the demon frog.
You will be a
the Frod.
Cleric of chaos.
Oh, shit.
Basically. So, I'll talk about how the characters work next time. But, okay, so a cleric.
So what happens to the other two guys? Are they just going to retire, or can they make guest appearances?
Yeah, they can absolutely make guest appearances. They will likely go off and be adventurers on their own.
You might save them for later in case your one guy dies.
Exactly.
Sleezo, like we did here.
So I will put them in the folder. They will not go away. Which one are you keeping, though? You're keeping him, right?
He's keeping the bottom,
keeping the cleric, yeah.
Might be. All right, well...
rest in peace, Topper Half-Giant.
Dude, you gotta keep Sting. Sting survived, you got the longbow.
It is not
Shizuka didn't do anything.
Necessary that you all choose different
the
classes.
The bot was fucking awesome.
But it will give you...
A well-rounded party.
Yeah,
like you have good agility there.
Party. Yeah, good agility.
Warrior.
It's the best out of all of them that I've had, but... Five strength
kind of
negative
too,
isn't it?
Yeah, but if you go with like
sucks.
A... If you go with like a thiefy
agility
character or something, yeah.
Sorry.
You could be pretty good. Yeah, I'll have to
what a stupid thing to say.
You already got that bow.
I do have a bow.
What do you guys think?
It was fun.
I loved it, yeah. Well, the whole time I kept thinking about different IPs, like different universes we could do this in. For some reason, I kept thinking of Uncharted.
Well, I just kept thinking of trying to, like, what's the craziest thing my guy could do and be funny and might work? It might work. Make me
is
like,
there,
I approve.
Is there, like, a archer, like a ranger class? Closest thing to that would be probably a warrior, right?
A warrior, yeah. Do you have yours?
I'm debating, yeah. I'm kind of like, we have a cleric. What's Shane going to be?
Fighter.
Fighter?
A warrior.
Yeah, your stepdad.
And warriors can be, you know, different, right? So if you're an archer warrior, that's quite a bit different than like a sword
right.
warrior.
Okay. Should I keep the title father? What does a demon frog call his...
Clothes? Oh, I can tell you, actually.
Yeah. Because I was a priest, so I was a father, and then I lost my faith, and then I've gained it. I am a scribe.
If we have like a melee fighter guy, I can give them the flail probably.
Yeah.
Because if I end up going with like an intelligence wizard kind of thing or something, I'm going to need that.
Well, so the cleric...
Like the trapper's probably my best guy.
Yeah.
A chaos cleric uses a flail. So,
see?
There you go.
So I become a chaos cleric.
Yes.
Blah, blah.
Yeah, and you have a flail that can, once a day, go on fire for 3 rounds and do 3d6 extra damage.
Let me find what your title is.
3d6. Yeah, plus the 1d6 it already has.
That's 4d6 damage.
There we go.
Four successful attacks.
Okay, you are chaos, so at level 1, you will be a zealot.
Zealot, blah, blah.
Yep. At level 2, you'll be a convert, a cultist, an apostle, and then a high priest.
Cultist, blah, blah. High priest.
So we have a cleric. Okay.
I'll be a priest again.
And a
high priest.
And a warrior.
So right now you're a zealot.
And what are you going to be?
I kind of want to be a thief.
Chaos.
Like a ranged thief.
I might go with the wizard clan class then.
All right.
That way we kind of have a little bit of
a
variety.
Warrior.
We have
Shane's
a warrior there. Like we can give the warrior the plate armor probably.
Yeah.
Right? That way you can be in the front and take more AC like damage.
Yeah. When he pays attention.
Yeah. I guess I'll take intelligence what I need for that, and he has the highest intelligence. So I'll probably take him.
All right. So,
but I also have this great axe too that we can give Shane.
Yeah.
So like he can have the great axe and then you can have
and
the
plate mail and he can have the flail. Yeah.
And then
so,
I need to find a weapon for my wizard. I don't know what wizard.
For your wizard?
A staff. Can I have a staff? I guess.
A wizard staff.
Wizards can have a staff.
So you're gonna be a wizard?
Can I infuse?
I'll be a wizard.
Jay's
gonna be a wizard. Jay will be a yeah. He'll be a wizard.
Copy of the idol that I used to create the effigy.
You want to make a new one?
Can I, no, can I put that in the hilt of the flail?
Two Z's.
It's like you're holding this frog. Like, ah!
Yeah,
absolutely.
I'd like to do that. All right, is that the end of this round?
That's it.
That's the end for this session.
Okay, guys, what's his name in this skin?
This is Dungeon.
This is Dungeon Crawler Classics.
Dungeon Crawler Classics.
DCC for short.
DCC. We had a good time with Rick. Rick, thank you very much for devoting your Saturday evening to playing with us. I've never.
If you want to see more of Rick, go to AVR Advent on YouTube. It's a very popular video. It's highly acclaimed.
You can do that. I've never played one of these games, so this was fun. I enjoyed Rick allowing me to just be stupid and silly and putting it into
for
the story.
For allowing Eric to be himself?
Now, I mean, I had a halfling disease suicide bomber.
Yeah.
That saved you, Calvin.
It saved me.
It saved his last character.
I like to think that after we left, the survivors were diseased by that fallen corpse, and they all died.
What? That would be our winners.
Huh?
Our guys that lived.
No, the survivor... monsters.
The beastmen.
Like, we didn't go over to the pit. There's probably shit there.
But we're all immune, though.
You know what I'm saying? But we're all immune because, we were around the halfling.
Gotcha.
We got antibodies.
Antibodies.
Yeah. Good. So I'm happy that we're able to just be silly and have all that stuff.
I just like how I was able just to visualize.
Who'd I save from that well? Wasn't it your father guy that lived?
Yeah, he's alive.
You're welcome.
Or just saved from the world that we were building.
Eric...
like a
the guy
time.
That you
I
saved.
I was thinking about like
that your guy. So.
I don't know what this looks like. I don't know what that looks like.
Sure. All right. So that's going to be everything. I hope you guys enjoyed it. We probably had cut this up into.
This might be in like two videos. Oh,
this might
or
be
something.
Two videos.
I don't remember how long we went, but
we went about
we'll
3 hours.
Not long enough.
So this has been the tabletop game for the 10K. Thanks to all of our Patreon supporters for getting us there, but also thanks to everybody that's watching because this is going to be fun, silly segment here on Blind Wave for a long time. So. We'll see you guys next time. I'm Eric.
I'm Shane.
I'm Calvin.
I'm Aaron.
Rick.
Oh, shit. I'm Father Loblaw, actually.
What are you?
Damn. Thank you guys for checking out this video. If you would like to see more from Blind Wave, you got to go to, you can just subscribe, I guess.
Yeah.
You can go down in the comments.
If you want.
Did you like this video? Did you not like this video? We don't care, but we'd like to hear it.
Who do you think is going to survive?
Is Father Loblaw the best of all of them?
Future game.
Or was the halfling
definitely
the best?
20 seconds.